What's up, sports fans? It is Tuesday, February 6th, 2018, and you are listening to I Am Orlandis with your host, Orlandis Dawson. More on the Malcolm Butler situation. Now, as you remember, we reported originally that Malcolm X was benched for the Super Bowl despite playing 98% of the Patriot downs, and there was no good reason for his benching. Well, now reports have come out saying that Malcolm Butler missed curfew the night before the Super Bowl. And not only did he miss curfew, but he didn't get in till 6 a.m. in the morning. He had a strong smell of marijuana. Well, they actually said he smelled like weed. And he was combative with the coaches. And that was the reason for his benching. And so Malcolm Butler today came out with a statement and said, not only, and I'm paraphrasing this, not only were the statements false, but they were ridiculous. They were hurtful to me and my family. I never missed curfew. I never went to a concert at any time before the Super Bowl. And on that statement, not only did his teammate or former teammate LeGarrette Blount liked the statement, but Tom Brady also liked the statement. And Tom Brady made a statement saying, Malcolm Butler, you're an amazing teammate and family, with triple exclamation points. And then DeAndre Hopkins from the Houston Texans, the wide receiver, also showed his support by showing a sly photoshopped picture of Malcolm Butler holding his hands up in victory in a Houston Texans uniform. So next season should be pretty interesting to see where Malcolm Butler will end up and what he'll have to say after being away from the dark side, the evil empire that Bill Belichick is running over there in New England. So it still doesn't answer the question, why? Bill Belichick came out after the game and said it was a last-minute decision, it was a coach's decision, and we decided to do what we felt was the best for our team and the situation. What's best for your team and situation? You don't put a glorified linebacker who's playing safety on a slot receiver, especially in a high-powered offense, and especially where many times that team uses their number one receiver, Alshon Jeffrey, as their slot receiver. So still, no good explanation why Malcolm Butler was benched for the entire game. It was still heartless, it was mindless, it was completely stupid, and it was the reason the Patriots lost to the hapless Philadelphia Eagles, giving them their first Super Bowl in their existence, and giving the town of Philadelphia hell because their fans looted, burned, and just all types of chaos was created by this decision that Bill Belichick made. Thank you, Bill Belichick. The city of Philadelphia loves you. And I hope they send you a check for all the damages you caused. Still a heartless individual. I was a fan before the Super Bowl of Bill Belichick as a coach and as a mastermind. But now I'm not a fan. He's just a jackass. That's it on the Malcolm Butler situation, and that's it for me today on the podcast. I am Orlandis with your host, Orlandis Dawson. Until next time, we'll see you again.